President-elect Joe Biden has named his health care team. If confirmed, California's current Attorney General Javier Becerra would become the first Latino health secretary. And this morning, federal judges in Michigan and Georgia dealt yet more blows to President Trump's efforts to overturn the election. In Michigan, a judge denied an injunction to a group of Trump electors who had sought to decertify that state's election results. In Georgia, a judge threw out a case from former Trump team lawyer Sidney Powell alleging election conspiracy. Let's get the latest from NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Hi, Tam.
Hello.
And first to Biden's transition, Javier Becerra is not a doctor, but he did help lead the push for the Affordable Care Act when he was in Congress. What would he bring to the Biden team, and what do you think his confirmation is going to look like? Is that going to be a fight?
So he was led as attorney general in California. He led a coalition of 20 states in the District of Columbia to defend the Affordable Care Act against efforts to take it down. He's also, while attorney general in California, worked to bring down health care costs by going after a major hospital system for anti-competitive practices, also pushed for legislation that would prevent drug companies from trying to block secretly generic drugs from getting to the market. So although he doesn't appear to have as much healthcare experience as one might expect, under the surface, he has done a fair bit of work on healthcare. He's gotten praise from various people in the healthcare world and health policy world. In terms of a confirmation fight, you know, these things are very hard to predict. There certainly has been some Republican pushback already. I mean, he was sort of leading the Trump resistance from California as attorney general. It's just not clear at this point whether there would be a few Republicans who could peel off to support him or, you know, if Democrats will win control of the Senate.
Well, the formal unveiling of the team will be tomorrow, but some other names that we know are on the list. Former Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy to serve again as Surgeon General. Harvard epidemiologist Dr. Rochelle Walensky to head the CDC. Dr. Marcella Nunez-Smith to lead the team's Coronavirus Equity Task Force. What do these names tell us about the incoming Biden team?
One thing that it says is that the Biden team has been very focused on having a diverse group of people. Every time he makes one of these announcements, it's a full slate of people with different backgrounds, highlighting Becerra's upbringing as sort of a working class upbringing. Dr. Nunez-Smith will be looking into and working on reducing inequality. She will head the COVID-19 Equity Task Force. And this is something that she's been working on in her career. As we know, COVID-19 has disproportionately affected people of color. Dr. Walensky is someone who has worked well with and frequently with Dr. Anthony Fauci. She is an infectious disease specialist and will have a tough task of restoring the credibility and reputation of CDC, which has really taken a hit through the coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah. Well, Jeff Zients is being tapped for coronavirus coordinator. That's handling the vaccine distribution supply chain issues of, you know, big concern. And he's drawing some scrutiny. Why?
You know, he comes from a business background. He is someone who worked in the Obama administration. He was Mr. Fix-It when the healthcare.gov website came out and crashed and burned and really hurt President Obama's efforts to roll out the Affordable Care Act. He came in as a fix-it guy, but he also has a background in the business world basically is taking a leave of absence from an investment firm. And he also was on the board of Facebook for a couple of years, which is generating some pushback given Facebook's involvement in whether on purpose or not, definitely they say it wasn't on purpose, but allowing misinformation about coronavirus and the election to be amplified.
Yeah. We just have a minute here, and I just have to ask you. So President Trump lost again in court. We said Michigan, Georgia this morning. Do you think that his efforts to overturn the election results might fizzle out after the Electoral College meets next week?
certainly these efforts have been challenged, not least by the fact that the one of the lawyers leading it up now has coronavirus and is hospitalized, Rudy Giuliani. The president is saying that he's going to fight on, that more revelations are coming. But the reality is, I mean, you say, will it fizzled out? It's been fizzling out. Whether President Trump stops talking about it, whether he stops pushing misinformation or trying to sow questions about whether the election really was fair, I don't know that anything will necessarily stop that.
Yeah. Tamara Keith, NPR White House correspondent, thank you.
You're welcome.